Oasis Audio presents Two Crosses by Elizabeth Musser, read for you by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1, Castelnau, France, September 1961. The sun rose softly on the lazy town of Castelnau in the south of France. Gabriella quietly slipped out of bed, stretched, and ran her fingers through her thick mane of red hair. The tile floor felt cool to her bare feet. Peering down from her tiny room, she watched the empty streets begin to fill with people. Madame Leclerc, her landlady, was the first to enter the boulangerie just in view down the street to buy baguette and gros pain, the bread essential for breakfast for her three boarding students. She watched a moment longer until a lanky young man in his mid-twenties walked briskly up the street. There was no mistaking the next client who entered the boulangerie. Gabriella had recognized him the first time she saw him buying bread a few days earlier, from the description of the other boarders. This was David Hoffman, the university's handsome American instructor. Gabriella strained to get a closer look. Castelnau was a pleasant town, she thought as she moved away from the window. She pulled the duvet up from the end of the bed and lightly fluffed her pillow. It wasn't a bit like Dakar or any other part of Senegal, except, of course, that the beach and ocean were not far away. Only here it was the Mediterranean Sea. She tied back her unruly hair with a large ribbon and then washed her face in the small porcelain sink that stood neatly in the corner of the room. Opening a large oak armoire, she removed a freshly pressed blouse and a simple straight-lined navy skirt. As she dressed, she noted that the skirt hung loosely around her waist, in spite of the boulangerie's...